Javon Collins Podcast, and my name is Javon Collins, the host of Javon Collins Podcast. So today, we will be talking about sports. The topic will be about sports. It'll be about the Tar Heels and that win, and, well, if you know me, I am a Tar Heel fan, so let's get started. So we're going to be reading about RJ Davis' injury, I believe yesterday. USC junior guard David, RJ David, left Thursday's 72-68 win at Syracuse after he was injured on a driving elbow to the face by orange freshman Judah Mintz in the fourth quarter. Mintz was called for a flagrant one fall on the play and was ejected from the game. RJ's fine, UNC coach Herbert Davis said after the game, but he got hit a number of times. He had a dislocated finger on his shooting hand. He got hit in the nose, and then the last one, the charge that he took, he got hit in the eye, so he's pretty banged up. But in terms of being alert and aware, he's fine. Caleb Love made one of two free throws after the foul to give UNC a 76-68 lead with 10.7 seconds left in the game in regulation. Davis was backpedaling as the guard Mintz drive into the paint. Contact was made outside of the restricted area as Mintz looked to give Syracuse the lead with an aggressive basket. Davis fell hard and lay on the ground for several minutes. Eventually helped off the floor by training staff and Herbert Davis. RJ Davis had also taken a shot to the face earlier in the game and was seen having his mouth checked by trainers on the bench. Davis finished with 9 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals as UNC won its 5th straight. The Tar Heels are already without junior Puff Johnson, who has missed the last 2 games with a sore right knee. They have a timely weekend off with the next game on their schedule at home against Pitt on Wednesday, February 1st at 7 p.m. ACC Network. So now we are going to read about the Tar Heels' win yesterday against Syracuse. So this was yesterday, basically. But North Carolina had 72 and Syracuse had 68. So now that means North Carolina are 15-16 and Syracuse are 13-18. So in the first quarter, it was 38-34. Second, it was 34-34. Now, and the total was 72-68. So, Dan kicked the Tar Heels' butt. I didn't watch the game, but I knew they won because my dad told me. I believe Armando Bacot played, I believe, but they won. Thanks Herbert Davis who played with the Tar Heels. So yeah, Herb won the game. hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see